But now we're going to get
Shir 47.
We're on the Daflava Medbeis, the Sugya Matana Amanas Lahachser. And the Gemara speaks about there's two members of Rava. The first member of Rava is somewhat unclear. Rava seems to say, Matana Amanas Lahachser, Bemecher Loikana, and all the other things, Bekedushin and Mekudeshes. But by Truma, is Yotzav, Asulaskim, Veshinir, Kakoina Maseva, Bekbeis Agronas. We went through that whole discussion about that. But the other member of Rava is what about when a person wants to take an Estrik Amanas Lahachser? So what happens if he returns it? He's Yotzi Dei Nesina. He doesn't return it, not Yotza. That's the other member of Rava. So, this is really the sugya of Matana Maslachzer. Comes Toisvis, and Toisvis asks a question. Lo yichziru lo yotza. Yes, Toisvis. Vim toimer. Amai lo yotza. Haloi have it tonight, kafel. He's making a matana almanas lahachzer. If you wanted to put almanas in a category, what would you categorize it? Almanas is a Tanai, it's a condition. A Tanai needs to be Tanai Kafel. There are halachas of how to make a Tanai. Where is the Tanai, which is the architect? B'nei Gad of B'nei Ruvain, the R something. Is B'nei Gad of B'nei Ruvain. B'nei Gad of Ruvain, when they went, they said, well, they wanted to be an Eber LaYarden. So Moshe said, if you come and fight with us, then what? You get the land. And if you don't come and fight with us, you don't get the land. Made a Tanai Kafel. Then now there's numerous halachas of Tanai. One is Tanai Kafel, another one has to be Tanai Koidem Lamaisa, Hein Koidem Lalav. You have to say, if you come, then you get it. If you don't come, you don't get it. What happens if you say, if you don't come, you don't get it, but if you come, you do get it? No good. No good. The Tanai is canceled. No Tanai. There's halachas of how to make a Tanai. So it says Tosfos over here, what's going on? Over here, the Chayre is no Tanai Kafel. And a Tanai has to be Kafel. The Tosfos HaRosh gives the easiest answer, and he says, look, we're not coming to discuss the details of the Tanai. Are we talking about a case when there was a Tanai Kafel? Yeah. Yes! But not always is the Gemara going to cross every T and dot every I. So the case is talking about where it was a Tanai Kafel. And if you would not have made a Tanai Kafel, Ein Hachanami, it would not be good. And the case is a Tanai Kafel. What's Rava coming to talk about? About a Matanam Nas Lahachzer. That's his point. Avada, however you make it, a Matanam Nas Lahachzer, you have to make it. So if it needs to be Tanai Kafel, so Zayin is a Tanai Kafel. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. And I think it's a very easy answer. Why does Tosfos not happy with that? So the Sefer HaMakneh says, Tosfos is being medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, a person gives someone a esug matana amanas lahachzer. What does it say? What does Rava say? Hichziroi, he gives it back yotza. Because even though it's a matana amanas lahachzer, it's still shmei matana. Lo yichziru lo yotza. Imlav lo yotza. What is the chiddush of imlav lo yotza? I told you I'm only giving it to you if you return it. If you don't return it, for sure I didn't give it to you. It's for sure. There's a tzad, maybe matana amanas lahachzer is lo shmei matana. But if you're not mekayim the tzad, for sure it's not a matana. Why does Rav have to say to you, lo yechziru lo yotza? I made a tanai. Of course lo yechziru lo yotza. You know what the answer is? Because maybe I didn't make a complete Tanai. I only made like a chetzi Tanai. And because I didn't make a complete Tanai, therefore you might think, I don't have to, it's not a Tanai Kafel. And shouldn't work. That's why Tosfos is jumping on that. The fact that Rava tells us lo yechziru lo yotza is an indication that there's some sort of chiddush in lo yechziru lo yotza. Why? Because maybe he didn't make a full Tanai.
Or maybe in the case of Tosfos, by lo yotza.
What?
The Gemara says Lo Yotzer Lo Yotza, meaning that it's Lo Yotzer Lo Yotza, but there are cases where you're Lo Yotzer
and you're Yotza. Lo Yotzer and you're Yotza?
Yeah, by the case of Rabbi Gamliel.
Well, because that's called Yechziroi. He's Yechziro Basayf. He's Yechziroi.
Okay, but I'm saying if the Gemara didn't say that, you would think that
you're not Yotza.
Truly.
Why?
You're saying that if it's last Shmei Matzah, then we're sure not. Even if it's Shmei Matzah, you have to be Mekayim the Tanai.
Of course, you have to be Mekayim the Tanai. Over there, you're Mekayim the Tanai. They're Mekayim the Tanai down there. It's called Mekayim the Tanai. But Loyach Zero makes it sound like you weren't Mekayim the Tanai, so you're not Yoitza. Of course, Shkoyach. The answer is no. I would think maybe this Tanai is not a good Tanai. Why? For this reason. Says the Makneh, that's why Tosis is Dibra Maschel is Loyach Zero Loyotza. Why didn't Tosis jump on us right in the beginning of the sugya? Question the Atzmas Yosef. The sugya says Matana Almanas Lahachzer B'mecher Loikana. Why did you say right over there? It's not a Tanai Kafel. Why does Tosis wait until Loyachziru Loyatza? Says the Magna, because or else he knew that Tosis are Rosh's teretz. Tosis says maybe we're talking about a case of Tanai Kafel. Only once he sees the words Loyachziru Loyatza does he have an indication we're talking about not a Tanai Kafel. Now he has the kasha. So therefore, Tosis says, "What are you talking about over here?" Comes along the Ktzais, and the Ktzais says a different mahalach in why it was that Tosis only asked the kash and loyach zir loyatza. And the Ktzais says for us massive chiddush in matara manas lahachzer. We have to read it duch. We have to speak it out. The Ktzais brings the Rush. We gave it out in the Mar Mekoymis. The Rush in Sukkah Daf Memalef Amid Bey says the following thing. What is a Matana Al Manas Lahachzer? What happens when you do a Matana Al Lahachzer? Says the Rush, that I gave it to you, and you have to give it back to me b'matana gemura. He has to be lachzer v'litner loy b'matana b'shas chazara. In other words, there has to be another kinyan. When it's returned, it has to be returned with a kinyan. Why? The Rush says, every matana amanas lahachzer, the original matana was given to me that I should keep it forever. But there's a tanai that I'll meicher back to you. So when I give it back to you, I have to sell it. Why? Because it has to be a new kinyan. The original kinyan was la'olam. Now, so what was the tanai was that now I'll sell it back to you. But while I sold it to you, who did it belong to? The person that bought it, totally. I have to sell it back. Says the Rush, let me explain to you what he brings out. Says the Rush, because if I only sell it to you temporarily, lizman, let's say I sell you something for 30 days. Says the Rush, I never sold you the goof. I sold you just the peiros. It never really belonged to you. Every object has two things. There's the goof and the peiros. If I rent something to you, did I rent you the goof or the peiros? Can you alter the goof? No. You could use it. That's the peiros. That's the fruits. So that's called, I rented to you the peiros, not the goof. When I sell you something, usually I want to sell you the goof. The whole item becomes yours. You can do whatever you want with it. If I sell you something, lezman, says the Rush, that's always a mechira in the peiros, not in the goof. Memela, says the Rush, what's a matona al menas lahachzer? Matona lahachzer has to be, I sold it to you totally, and then you have to sell it back to me, or give it back to me matona, whatever it was. And the Rush explains the fee there, the following thing. Can I give a katan an esrig? This is all the Rush. We're going to get back to the Ktzais. Can I give a katan an esrig? Can a katan be koine? Does he have the ability to be koine? Yes. We said it many times. Children understand taking. They don't understand giving. So can he be koine? Yes. So what's the problem? The problem is he can't give it back to you. Says the Rush, what's the problem? Give it to him b'matona al-manas lahachzer. And it'll go back to you automatically when he's finished. What's the answer? Can't be back in the back. I just be moicher to him, lizman. It's not his. He only has kinyan peiros. It has to be shaloi, lekachtem lechem. You can't do it. There is no way to give a katan your esrig and get it back. It just doesn't happen. That's what the Rush says.
Why, according to the Rush, if you don't give it back, is it not yitzah then? Why was
because it was because the Goyimus was never yours. You only took it originally so then, with the Tanai.
No, but he sold it to you completely.
This is a side thing that I have to sell back. Right.
That's a Tanai. But Tanai, you own it, but Tanai. The Goyimus was my friend. You never owned it. So the Kohen also will never own it if he doesn't give it back to me. So he never owned it. So what's the point? Give it to the Kohen so you should shake it without owning it? He won't own it. My Freya, I'm selling it to you. It's yours forever with a Tanai. The Tanai is you sell it back. And if you don't, it's not yours. So I can't give it to a Kohen that he should own it because then he has to give it back. And he doesn't. He wasn't Mekayim the Tanai, so it was never his.
But he wasn't Mekayim the Tanai, so
you can't do it. But why can't
we? No, because when you made the Tanai.
So what's the point of doing it? You could. What's the point of doing it then? Why are you doing it?
Because then you're stuck.
So that's not going to work.
If you do it, then you're stuck. Then the Kohen, in other words, if the Tanai in the beginning was never able to be called.
Well, let's say Chesky's a cotton. He's not. Chesky's a very, very big person. Let's say he's a cotton. I say, Chesky, I'm giving this to you. You could be kinder. I'll tonight you give it back to me.
So your tonight is not good in the beginning.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because you know he can't be my
protector. However you want it. Whatever you want to say. The point is that it's not going to work. It will not work. Either.
No, then he was kinder.
Either. Okay.
No, but.
Manavshach. It doesn't work. Either it never became Chesky's because he never gave it back to me, or I want to say because I'm making a Tanai that I know can never be Niskayim, therefore the Tanai is not a good Tanai. If I say Chesky, you can give this to me, I'm going to ask that you jump to the moon. That's a joke. So I'm going to ask you, Machlin, to me, it's a joke. So he wants to say whatever. The point is, it will not work. So for a cotton, forget it. Forget it. Don't do that. It's just no point.
You shouldn't give it to a cotton. Why? Because you give it to a cotton, you can give it to him, but he can't give it back to you.
That's if you don't make it tonight. That's if you don't make it tonight. If you make it tonight, either it'll stay his or it'll never be his. But it doesn't help. This trick is not going to help you, says Tosafos.
Oh,
but Aaron is saying a svara. He's saying if I make a tonight that can never be Niskayim, then the Tanai is not a Tanai. If I make a Tanai the Chesky, I'm giving this to you all tonight, you jump to the moon. So is it Chesky's?
No.
Aaron wants to say yes. Because I made a Tanai, it's a joke. It's not a Tanai. It's not a Tanai. The Tanai is like, it's like I said nothing. So if I make a Tanai, I'm giving it to a cotton that he's mocking it back to me, it's a joke. These are all details, my friends. These are details. The point is, the Toys R Us says, there's no way to do this. Comes along the Ktsois, and in a Riz, in an unbelievable chiddush, says the choice, I disagree. He grata has rayas, can't argue with the rush just like that, but he says, there's such a thing as a kinyan haguf lizman. I'm selling it to you, it is 100% yours for a while. For a while. And when I sell it to you, a kinyan haguf lizman, you could be oitze with it, because it's yours. Not just the payrus, the goof. The goof!
You don't have to be mocking it back to me.
And then he won't have to be mocking it back to me. It happens automatically. Boom! It'll happen on its own. Because I was only moicherit lizman. Says the Ktsois. That's what Matana Amanas Lahatzer is. Shtel Tzuch Lekasha. So then what do we need tonight for, Bechlal? What do we need it tonight for? The Ktsois says, I'll tell you why. If I sell it to you, and you now own the goof, lizman, can you eat it? Is it yours?
Yeah.
It's yours. Can you eat it? Yeah. You could eat it. I am putting myself in a very precarious situation. Why? Because now I'm at your mercy. If you eat it, it's gone. And then afterwards, what do I own?
Nothing.
Nothing left to own. So how do I guarantee that I'm going to get it back? Says the Ktsois, that's why I need to make a Tanai. I'm selling it to you, Lizman. Plus, I'm making a Tanai that if I don't get it back at the end, no Mecher, just get it back at the end. I never sold it to you. What? No, so now you can't eat it. Because if you eat it, I'm afraid you're a Goslin. Right? Because if I didn't get it back, then I never sold it to you. If I never sold it to you. So I'm putting you in a place where I'm selling to you Lizman. Only Lizman. Do you have to sell it back to me when it's over? No. But do you have to give it back to me when it's over? Why? Because I made it tonight. If you don't give it back to me, then I'm afraid I never sold it to you.
But it's his?
But it's his now? Totally.
He could sell it.
You can tell, he has to make sure it gets back.
If I do have a problem, the same problem. If I don't get it back at the end of 30 days, then...
It's yours, go get it.
No, I can't get it. If you sell it, then it's not going to be mine. The halacha is, if I have something, lizman, I could sell it, and then the other person won't get it afterwards. Eat it, sell it, any of those things are going to knock off the next person. Yeah. This is the Ketzoyis' pshat. Different than the pshat of the Rush. The Fida Ketzoyis. The Fida Ketzoyis. I'm going to get you, hold that thought, okay? The Fida Ketzoyis. What happens if the Tanai doesn't work? What happens if the Tanai doesn't work? Fida Ketzoyis. If the Tanai doesn't work, he's Koine. Lizman. Lizman. The Fida Ketzoyis.
I can go ahead and blow it up.
If the
right.
True, but the Kenyan is only Lizman. And if he doesn't blow it up, it'll go back. So the Fida Ketzoyis. If there is no Tanai, what happens? If the Tanai doesn't work, it's a Kenyan Lizman. Says the Ketzoyis, now I understand why Tosfos waits till the Sugya of Esrog to ask the question. Why? Even if the Tanai doesn't work, the Kenyan is only Lizman. Can I buy something with a Kenyan Lizman? Maybe not. It's a Matanam and Aslachser. It's still only a temporary Kenyan. I still only own it Lizman. Can I do Kedushin with a Kenyan Lizman? Can I do Pinyan Abem with a Kenyan Lizman? All those things, it's still a Kenyan Lizman. So when you're coming to swap two things, I'll give you this, you give me that, but I only gave it to you Lizman. But when it comes to Esrog, do you own it right now? Even if you tell me that the
Tanai didn't work.
The Tanai didn't work. Still own it. So says Tosfos, so if the Tanai doesn't work, so then it's mine. Yes, it should work. That's why Tosfos has to wait till over here to ask the question, says the Ketzoyis. So when Tosfos asks the question, Amai lo yotza, haloi have a Tanai kafel, does Tosfos mean to say, and therefore I could keep it forever? Like the Ketzoyis, I'm just saying I could keep it temporarily, and that's enough to be able to yotza the mitzvah, because I could keep it lizman. According to the pshat we said from the Rush, if the Tanai didn't work, you keep it forever, because the only thing stopping me to keep it is the Tanai.
Well, then for sure you could have the yotza.
According to the... Yeah, in a Hanami. But according to the Ketzoyis also, you'd be able to go to the mitzvah, even if tonight doesn't work, because you have it Lizman, and Lizman is enough for that. And that's why he waits.
These two pshatim. It would only be Gzela from the time that
correct.
He stopped giving it back.
It won't even be Gzela. Yeah, right. Correct. And these two pshatim is as follows. Because now you don't make it tonight. So there was a Mechir Lizman without the condition.
Tonight, but we're saying it didn't work.
Tonight didn't work. Since I didn't work, so I have a mechira lizman. It's mine lizman. I should be able to use it lizman, and then I should be able to yotze mitzvah lulav with it. Nafka mina between these two pshatim, Rabbi, this is tifa zachen over here. Is we ask the question from the achareinim? How in the world can you do pidyon haben with a matana manas lahachser? Matana pidyon haben is a choiv. You owe him the money. It's a choiv. It's a shibun on the nechassim. Rabbi Chanan asked this kasha. Rabbi Shmuel asked this kasha. I owe you 5 slime. How do you pay back a choiv with matanas lahachser? So Rabbi Chanan said one teretz. He said, Echanami, the choiv is really only a result of the mitzvah. And really, what is pinyan haben? A maisa nesina. It's an act of giving. That's what pinyan haben. That's really, once you did your maisa nesina, your choiv goes off on its own. I didn't pay the choiv, but I don't have a choiv anymore. The choiv is built off of the mitzvah. I'm a kind of mitzvah, I have no choiv. But we said you could perhaps say differently. If matana mas lahachzer is, I'm giving this to you la'olam, like the Rush. Here's the money. I made a t'nai. Did I give you back 5 slime? Totally, completely 5 slime? Yeah. I made a t'nai, you give it back to me. Okay. Can you pay up a choiv with a matana mas lahachzer? Maybe yes. True, I'd have to agree to that. But if I agree to it, did I get 5 slime? According to the Rush,
yes.
Did I get 5 slime? Completely,
yes.
Totally, yes. We made it tonight. Okay, we made it tonight. Well, I can make it tonight if we both agree to the tonight. We agree to the tonight. That's called piroyin chayv. You paid up your chayv. Hold on. But according to the Ketzoyis, did I get 5 slime? Lizman. You could pay up a chayv when you're just giving the money lizman. You didn't pay up the chayv. I gave you 5 slime, and you're giving it back lizman. You didn't give it back to me. That's not paying a b'chayv. Says b'chan en chanami, we'll have to come up with a different way. But according to the Ketzoyis, it's not called piroyin chayv.
According to the Rush, how come the kedushin doesn't work? Look like halipin.
Oh, so we'll have to get. We'll have to get to tomorrow, Beis Hashem. We'll get to Shmaya. We'll get there tomorrow. Another major nafkamina is going to be as follows. This is a halachic tinderbox. There's. I can't pay you back a chayv to give you money for 30 days.
It's your money.
For 30 days?
It's your money.
I have to give it back to you, Lailam. Not just for 30 days. I took $1 million from you and I gave it back to you for 30 days. That's not cool. I gave it back to you.
I give it back to you. And then in 30 days, you have to give it back to me.
No, I don't have to give it back to you. It happens on its own. So I only gave it back to you for 30 days.
I understand, Rabbi. Even if it's a kinyan olam, according to the Rosh.
Yeah.
If let's say there's a time period, there's a timeline of 30 days, right? If he doesn't fulfill that, then it's not his. I
don't know. In a chanami, but if he does, it is, right?
No, but the idea is that it's something that's not.
But if he does, let's say I pay you back. Let's say like this. I take $1 million from you, okay? And I want to pay you back $1 million. I'm only paying back $1 million if you smile at me. I don't want to smile, okay? But if you do want to smile, is that called I paid you back?
Sure.
So the same thing. I made a tanai. Grata, that tanai is grata going up. It's a tanai is mibachutz. Did I give you back the money totally forever?
Yes.
So I made a tanai. If the tanai is smile, the tanai is dance, the tanai is whatever it is, I gave you back $1 million.
But the tanai is that I'm not going to be giving you back your money.
No, I am. It's just something else that's happening. You're going to give it back to me. I gave it to you, you gave it back to me. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I give you $1 million, and then you say, you know what? I like it so much, you can have it back. You could have it back. Did I pay up the chayv?
Yeah.
I said, here's $1 million I owe you. Here it is. You know what? You're so nice. You could have it back. Did I pay up the chayv?
Yeah.
Because you pay the chayv, and now it's something else. So over here, I'm paying up the chayv. I'm making it tonight that you're going to like me so much that you're going to give it back to me. You're right. It's you don't have to agree. But if you do agree, I paid up the chayv. Same way, if I owe you $1 million, you say, I'm only giving you $1 million back if you smile. Say, what do you mean, only if? I'm not making deals with you. You owe me $1 million, give it to me. You could do that. But if I do take $1 million and I do smile, then you paid up the chayv. So it's called Piroyan Chayv. Ken Zayn. Another nachman is as follows. Rabbi Say, halachic tinderbox. Halachic tinderbox is as follows. They got a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, once every 7 years, you can't work the land. And it's very hard to be able to support the economy with once every 7 years. You can't do it. So people came up with an idea. The idea was sell the land to a guy. Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira. It's ironic that it's the Tziyonim that are busy with the Heter Mechira because they're all in Eretz Yisrael. But Heter Mechira, they're going to sell. There's a big problem. There's a major problem with that.
What did they do outside?
Hold on. It's a major problem. You're not allowed to sell land to Eretz Yisrael to Goyim. Lo sechanim, there's an Isra in the Torah. The Eretz Yisrael is ours. We are not allowed to give up land. You're not allowed to give up land. Lo sechanim. So you can't sell to them.
They're worried.
Elamai.
They don't want to keep it.
Elamai will sell to them. We'll sell to them al tanai. Or we'll sell to them lizman. Sell to them lizman. Sell to them lizman. But then, it's not going to work because it's only mechir in the Paris. The goof still belongs to a yid. So then you still can't. The Schmidt is still going to be a problem. What? What'd you say? Right. You sell chametz. To a guy, I don't think we sell mechira. I don't think we sell matanas lahafza. We don't. We just sell it with. It's so expensive that if he decides to keep it, he's nuts to keep it. We sell it on like at a crazy price.
Why don't you do that with the fields?
Because I don't know if they're prepared to sell the field. Then for sure for lechanim. Then you for sure for. We're in a catch 22. I can't sell my field to a guy, even for an exorbitant price. Lechanim elamai. So I want to rent it to them. Yeah, but then I can't own it. So how do I get into this situation where I like own it? Oh, says the Kovner of Dvar Avram. According to the Ktzois, it'll work. According to the Rush, it won't work. Because according to the Rush, you sold it to him. You can't sell it to him. Elam, I sold him lizman, and then it's going back to you. So it's not it's a mechira in the kuf, but only lizman. The sechanim is that he should have it permanently. Over here, he doesn't have it permanently. So I found, I mamish thread the needle. I found a place where I could. It's not mine, but I didn't give it to him because it's only temporary. Says the Kovner Rav, if you hold like the Rush, you can't do it. You sold him Eretz Yisrael. You sold out. You can't sell Eretz Yisrael. I know I'm going to get it back because I made it tonight. Yeah, but you sold it on Amos. You can't sell Eretz Yisrael on Amos. And this is a major, major issue. Most, if not all, of the modern day poskim of the at least of the Haredi poskim are not maskim to heter mechira. Not maskim. Even the Mizrahi poskim, many of them also are not maskim to heter mechira.
What's wrong with the taste?
Because there's a rush. First of all, there's a rush. That's one reason. Because it's machlokas rishonim. You know, it's a suffocus of the araisa. Comes along, the Stechemet brings Rabbi Yonasan mi Bialystok. His yedid, Rabbi Yonasan mi Bialystok. He says the following lamdas. And he says, the Rambam says, why is there an issur of selling Eretz Yisrael to a guy? He says, the reason is because we want a guy to be temporary in Eretz Yisrael. If he has shirushim, if he has roots in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to stay here. We want him to leave. We want him to leave. I always, anytime I'm in a taxi with a guy, I always tell him that how great Chutz Laretz is. Oh, it's great. When it's an Israeli taxi driver, I tell him how terrible it is. Nah, there's nothing there. Stay here. But with a guy, I tell him, yeah, go. It's wonderful. It's amazing. Everywhere. It's the best place in the world. We don't want goyim here. We want to get them out of here. Don't sell them Eretz Yisrael if you're going to keep them here. Says Rabbi Yonasan mi Bialystok, if I sell matanos lahachzer, true, it's technically a full sale. But is he staying? No. I put him in a position where he can't stay. He can't keep this land. If he doesn't sell it back to me, he never owned it. And if he does sell it back to me, he's out of here anyway. So even if you go like the rush, says Rabbi Yonasan mi Bialystok, still, that's enough. That to say you're not over on Lois Sechane.
Who said that's the reason? Who said
the Rambam? That's the reason. The Rambam. So I don't know. You have to know how much we use reasons. Time of the crow. The Rambam meant that. Is that enough?
I feel like we've seen in the past that there's a reason and others together.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how much we're using the reason, how simple it is. And also, there's initial drabanan even to rent to a guy. So even that's going to be a problem. Kitzer, we're not doing it. Rabbi Yisai, heter mechira, not happening.
Okay.
What? Most of the Rabbanim are not maskim to it. We don't eat anything that's heter mechira. Nothing. We don't do anything heter mechira. There are some poskim that allow it, but we don't do heter mechira. We do not do heter mechira.
But the guys are going to live there for that year.
What?
Even according to Rambam, they're going to live there.
That's
for
okay.
That year.
The Rambam, you don't want it to be kavias there. You can allow them to be there.
What's kavias? A year is not a kavias?
I guess not. It's
land to Arabs. So it's not
the
same.
So it might be a pikuach nefesh, and it might not be simple because, you know, if it's a question of pikuach nefesh, you could write a lav shabbat Torah. But in theory, no, it's not simple.
Rebbe, yeah. In the case where you owe me $1 million and you're paying it back, I'm not sachzer, right?
Right.
What if I don't give it back to
you? Then they'll pay you back.
What?
Then I never paid you back.
I still have money, though.
You're stealing
$1 million.
Sure.
I thought we had the bracha of.
Okay, Rabbi, say, let's keep going. Says Toisvis, what's the answer? There's no, he didn't do kefila tonight. Says Toisvis, Yesh Loimar. The Ika tonight, the Loi Boy Kafel. Some tonights do not need tonight Kafel. Kagoin Hacha, Shahaya Daitoy Shiyavar Chavir Al Esrik Shaloi. There are certain tonight that don't need tonight Kafel. Some do, some don't. What does and what doesn't? So the Achronim say, Tosis means that anytime we have a umdina, we have reason to believe that the Tanai that he means the Tanai, then it doesn't need Tanai kafel. It's an umdina. You could tell from the entire situation what's going on. Some of the Farshim say maybe it's only because he only has one esrik. It's because he only has one esrik. I mean, it's clear he wants his esrik back. You know, we know that the guy means business. Says Toisus. Now these words are important. What does that mean? Bigger chiddush. Gedoyla mizois amru, says Toisus. Mahi gavra dezovin nichse aara demesak laharad Yisrael. Someone sold his nechasim with the intention of going to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he's planning on doing. He's making aliyah. Veloy pirish veloy mindi. What did he say?
Nothing.
He just said, I'd like to sell you my house. V'soif loy salik. It didn't work out. His job in Eretz Yisrael fell through. And now he comes in. Boilem ahead there. He wants to be chayzer. He came back. He said, I want my house back. Amarav huna. Havidvarm shebelev einam dvarim. Why doesn't it work? Because of dvarm shebelev. Im kein mashma. Dav kum ishum deloy pirish. Avalim pirish. Havetnai. Avagav deloy kaflei. It's mashma only because you got a problem with Varm Shebelev. But if you somehow get rid of that problem with Varm Shebelev, then it's going to be good. I wasn't kofel at tonight. It's not a tonight kofel. What do I see? Do you need to make a tonight kofel?
No. Why is it Gedolah Yashmizu?
So why is it Gedolah Yashmizu? Why is it Gedolah? Taisa says, Gedolah Mizois Amru.
What?
You
would explain
it, speak it out, maybe make a tonight kofel.
Okay, but okay, that's Stam Kash on Taisa. Okay, but why is Taisa saying it's Gedolah Mizois? What's, why is this more? Even more I see
that's
over here.
I mean,
I didn't necessarily see anything here, but it's G'dayla Mizois Amru. What do I see more in this case than I saw over here? G'dayla Mizois, not B'chein, the G'dayla Mizois. More, I see more here. Why is it more?
It's proving that all you need is Gemir and
it's not more, it's the same.
It's the same thing.
What do you mean, it's a Raya?
Okay, a Raya is not G'dayla Mizois, it's the same. V'chein Matzinu, Hu Adin, or Kamoi. G'dayla Mizois, Mer from them. What's the Mer from them? What's more? Chmen is the pshat is, Rabbi Yisrael. Chmen is the pshat is azeh. In our case, did he say it tonight?
Yeah.
Was he koyful the tonight?
No.
What about where he says nothing? He doesn't say anything. He walks over to the guy and says, here, would you like to buy my house? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. He goes, did he make any tonight? Zero. So Tosfos is saying, Dach Sochmir, he's saying. I see in our sugya, will you make a half a tonight? Enough, as long as we have an umdana, that you mean the other half. G'dayla Mizois, even where you make no tanai, the umdana can tell us that it's as if you made a tanai, kofel. It's as if you made a tanai, kofel. Our case, Chotchik, he made something of a tanai. He said to him, Al Menashe Tafsi Reuli. I didn't say the other half. It's okay, we know that he means it. Over there, he didn't even say anything.
But if Huna says it, you have to be mafarish. It doesn't work. But if he was Mefarish,
Mefarish isn't a Tanai. Mefarish is, I'm telling you this, Mefarish I'm going to Eretz Yisrael,
that's right.
And I'm moving.
Right.
It's not a Tanai.
Right. We'll see. Look at the next line of Tosfos. Says Tosfos, V'hocha nami isa b'mishames. Now it doesn't say G'dayla Mizois. Who? This also it says by Mishames. Gabi Shchiv Meira she'omar. Shchiv Meira said, Ki meduma ani she'ishti me'oberes. I thought my wife was pregnant. Now that my wife is not pregnant, she was pregnant. The kamar hasam to lo havi matana. It wasn't a matana. Now, did he think of? Let's think carefully about what he said. He went to the guy and says, "Listen, I thought my wife was pregnant. She's not. So you can have this." Did he make a tonight?
No.
At all? Was there a tonight?
No. It's
He spoke out why he's doing it. But did he make a tanai?
No.
So what's that look over there?
It works.
Why? You see, tanai does not, no works. Now that is exactly what Tosfos was trying to get from the other case. The case of Adaita La'ar Eretz Yisrael, which is over there. Over there he didn't even say anything. But if it'd be Pirish, what does Pirish mean? He said, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, so I'm selling it to you. That's not a tanai. That's just a Pirish. That would be good. I didn't make a tanai at all. Tosfos says, you see? What do I see? You don't even have to make a tanai. If you have an umdana, it's good.
Why didn't Tosfos just bring the second case? Why did he go through this case?
That's a good question.
He says it does.
Maybe because this one's in Kedushin.
But it's not what Tosfos wants.
It is.
Tosfos is pulling out of it.
He's pulling out what he wants.
Different.
He pulls out what he wants, and he says over there it's more Mefurish than Mavavastra. I don't know.
He says Pirish is a
different.
It's also in Kedushin.
What?
He says Pirish is a
tonight. What do you mean?
In the case of.
It's a different case.
If he was Pirish.
What?
He says over there it's tonight.
No, it would be a tonight, even if he's not Mefarish.
No, Pirish have
a tonight. In Pirish, it would be a tonight even though he doesn't say it. It would be a tonight even though he doesn't say it. Not that if he's Mefarish the tonight. I forgot to look after. That's the Gedolah Mizois. Azoy Dachzach. Azoy Dachzach. Everybody say, Haloy Dover. Herzu, Haloy Dover. The Tosfos HaRosh, what did he say is going on in our sugya? What did he say is going on in our sugya? Tosfos HaRosh, how did he answer Tosfos' kasha? He's talking about a case of Tanai Kofel. Is he happy with Umdana? No. Not good with him. Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Finkel brings Tosfos HaRosh in the sugya of Ahud Garvi, the Zomen Adaita, the Arda Eretz Yisrael. Over there, he says, how does it work? He didn't make the Tanai. He says, Umdana. What do you mean? But we know that's why he went up. Shtaltzach Lakacha. If he's happy with Umdana, why doesn't he say Umdana in our sugya? He said Umdana in that sugya. Why doesn't he say Umdana in our sugya? Toisa says, our sugya is Umdana. And also, G'dayla Mizos, even more than that, I saw in that sugya, Umdana. Toisa Rosh over there says Umdana. And over here he says, no, it must be talking about a case where he made a double Tanai. Why does he have to say that?
Because he talked in our case.
Says the Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch, because over here he made half of a Tanai. Once you start making a Tanai, you got to make the whole Tanai. Over there he didn't say anything. If you don't say anything, it's easier for us to make the double, to make the Tanai kafel, or for it to work. Over here we started talking, it's harder. That's what Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch says. Rabbi Yisai, it's mamish svaras hafuchos, Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos. Think about it. Tosfos says, which is a bigger chiddush, our case or that case? Our case or the case of Eretz Yisrael? Which is a bigger chiddush? Where do we see that? What word of Tosfos? G'dayla mizois. Says, that's a bigger chiddush. Our case is a smaller chiddush. G'dayla, I saw bigger over there. And the Tosfos HaRosh says, only over there it works, over here it doesn't. So which is a bigger chiddush? Over here. Because over here doesn't work, that one does work. So they're going in opposite directions. This is strange. They're going in opposite directions.
Why does it work between Tosfos HaRosh in those cases?
Because he says, because the Umdana. We'll have to see. We'll see. We'll see about it.
So why should
it
help?
It says, once you start talking, then once you're ready, made the Tanai, you have to make the whole Tanai. So I think the Pshat is as follows, Rabbi said. I'd like to suggest the Pshat is as follows. Rabbi said, we're going very deep today. L'chavad, achashav ha'archim. Rabbi said, when I make a tnai, when Tosfos says umdana works, does Tosfos mean to say umdana works as if you made a tnai? Or does Tosfos mean to say umdana works and you don't need a tnai? When Tosfos says umdana works, does he mean in a matziv of umdana, it's as if you made the tanai? Because we know that you mean the tanai. Or does Tosfos mean to say, you know what, when you have an umdana, you don't need it tonight? Yesh lachkar. Shmuel Rozovsky clears this chakira. Zokta Shmuel, I have a raya. I have a raya from Tosfos that Tosfos holds it is a tanai. Why? Because the next line of Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos' question is, he asks, I frek Tosfos v'im taimar ubeloi hechziru amai lo yotza who have etznai umaisa bedaver echad utznai batel kiramer hasam michti kol tznai mehecha yalfi mitznai b'nei god u b'nei ruvein hasam tznai bedaver echad umaisa bedaver acher. Tosfos says, in our case, how does it work? But the Tanai and the Maisa have to be on two different things. Have to see what that means exactly. They have to be in two different things. Where do we learn that from? B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. We're talking about Umdana over here. We're not talking about Tanai. We're talking about Umdana. Did he make a Tanai Kofel in our case? No, we said it works anyway because of Umdana. So why are you asking me from B'nai God and B'nai Reuven? What do I see from Tosfos? That when Umdana works, why does it work? It's Midin Tanai it works. Says Tosfos, so which is the bigger chiddush? Tell me. If I say half a Tanai, or I say zero Tanai? I want it to work, midin Tanai. So chach, if I said half the Tanai, can an umdana push through the other half of the Tanai? Yes. Not only that, but you can construct an entire Tanai through umdana. That's what Tosfos says. That's why it's a bigger chiddush. Ken Zayin, the Tosfos HaRosh learns not like that. Ken Zayin, the Tosfos HaRosh, when he says adaf over there, in the Gemara, that says on Daf Memtes, that says that in a case of Adaita Arda Eretz Yisrael, you don't need Tanai Kofo because of Umdana. Maybe he means that's not working with Hilchos Tanai at all. The Lashon HaTosfos HaRosh is You don't need no tnai. Lo be'in. Read your lashon. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe over there, in a case of
umdina. That's different than Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that the umdina is an umdina that what you said about the tnai is a tnai.
Yeah.
Tosfos Rashi says that even though you didn't say anything, there's an
umdina. Tosfos is saying that also. I'm not Memtes. Memtes didn't say anything.
That's why it doesn't work.
It does work according to Tosfos. It works according to Tosfos. Loshen of Tosfos a Rosh.
Going instead of whatever we would have said, whatever he should have said.
Says Tosfos a Rosh. Heicha de'ika umnin daita. Sha'inyun mechiach shekach oisa daita. Hasam loy ba'inon loy t'nai ve'logi loy das. Loy ba'inon loy t'nai ve'logi loy das. What do you mean loy ba'inon t'nai? Loy ba'inon t'nai. So Tosfos, because according to Tosfos Rosh, the pshat is when you have a za'um dina, I don't need a tanai. So that's only where I'm not making a tanai. But in our case, he is making a tanai. He's saying I'm making a tanai. If he's making a tanai, then you can't use umdina. A tanai is using tanai. Umdina is not using tanai. Therefore, Tosfos Rosh says they're different. Chayra, that could perhaps be a pshat. The difference between the Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh.
Does the Rush hold that umdina would work? Why in the world would anyone ever use it
tonight? Only if there's an umdina. If you have a full umdina. Over here, the umdina is coming only mikoyach the tanai. So you have to make the tanai.
In what case don't you have an umdina?
Most cases. It's only over there where you know that he's going to Eretz Yisrael. There's like, you know, we know that he's going to Eretz Yisrael. But in most cases, you don't have an umdina that I want it tonight. Mechate say I want it tonight. Who said he says, oh, I only sold you a tanai of this. Who said?
I can say I'm selling you this building because I need the money to buy this building. If the deal works.
We don't have an umdina.
But it's an umdina. I mean, if
I want to
back.
How do I know? But I don't know that's why you sold it. Maybe you sold it because you wanted to sell.
Why doesn't anyone ever just say what they're doing? What's the difference?
No, but if you're saying, then you don't have an that's not an umdina. Once you're saying it, then you're making the tanai. That's not an umdina. And then you need a tanai, because you have to say it.
I'm not gonna make a tanai. I'm not gonna tell the guy that if I don't get that, I'm not gonna do the building, I'm not the sales. I'm just gonna say, do you mind selling me your building? I need money to make a deal with this guy. And then afterwards, you'll come back and say, do you mind giving me back my building?
That's not an umdina. We'll have to talk about it later. That's not an umdina. That's a gilui das, and that needs it tonight. That would need it tonight. L'chayra. L'chayra, that's what would come out according to the Rosh. Al kolponim. Tosfos asks the question over here that L'chayra, over here it's Tanai U'maisa B'davarecha. Tosfos has two terutzim. Either it's not really Tanai U'maisa B'davarecha, or Tosfos says because Tanai U'maisa B'davarecha is only a problem when they're Sasri Adadi, over here it's not. That's the Tosfos. Let's see for a second the next Tosfos. Tosfos, it's basically on the same Gemara. Over here it says Imlav Lo Yatza. Tosfos is over here is. It's funny. It's the same words in the Gemara. Before Tosfos says lo hechziru lo yatsa, those words don't appear in the Gemara. Imlav lo yatsa says Tosfos had amar meseches sukkah esrog chayol loy leRabbi Gamliel not leRabbi Yeshua v'yatsa boy v'nas leRabbi Akiva v'yatsa boy v'yatsa Rabbi Akiva v'hechziru leRabbi Gamliel. So there was one esrog. It belonged to Rabbi Gamliel. He spent a hein rab money on it. So, everyone wanted to be yotze with their esrog. What happened? Rabbi Yeshua took it from him. And the Gemara says, Gemara has a raya that he took it from Matana Amanas Lahachzer, Rabbi Yeshua. But he didn't give it back directly to Rabbi Gamliel. He gave it to Rabbi Akiva. And then Rabbi Akiva was yotze and then gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. Es Tosfos v'dakinim ino Matanas Lahachzer, Shema Matana, Afa Pish Rabbi Yeshua lo hechziru Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua never gave it back to him. Says Tosfos Daito Shor Gamliel Hayel Lakach Shlo Yachoshish El Shiyachso LiYadoi Achsho Shiyotza Kula. Says Tosfos, that's okay. He was bothered. What do you mean? I never gave it back. So if he never gave it back, he was never Makaymis Tanai. Okay. Hurts. Zok the Avnei Milulim. The Avnei Milulim says the following thing. Listen, we have two pshatim in Matana Amanas Lahaksa. We have the Ktsoisis pshat, and we have the Rosh's pshat. According to the Ktsoisis pshat, what happens at the end of the Matana Almanas Lahachzer? Do you need a kinyan?
No.
So how does it become his? It just does.
There.
Why?
It's there.
Because it's there.
It
was only kinyan Zman. The Zman is up. Goes back to being mine. Does it have to be given back to him? No. It doesn't have to be given back to him.
It's not his anymore.
It's not his anymore. The emesis, we medayik this in Rashi and Rashbam and Baba Basra. Rashbam and Baba Basra says, Lo yechziru, lo yatsa. What is lo yechziru? Says the Rashbam. He ate it. He sold it. Why didn't you say it and give it back? He doesn't have to give it back. It happens automatically. So says the Avnei Milulim. So then what's bothering Tosfos? I'm yotze the mitzvah. It's still here. So I didn't give it back to you. What's the problem? What's the problem? I'm a kaimai tonight.
Next
Tosfos? The Tosfos we just read. Oh. Rabbi Gamliel is giving. We say Rabbi Gamliel gave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. But how did Rabbi Yeshua makaimis tonight? Rabbi Yeshua wasn't makaimis. What do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua was yaitza. Did he eat it?
No.
No. Did he sell it? No. It's still there. It went automatically right back to what? No. But the moment he's finished being yaitza, it automatically went right back.
Exactly. So how could he hand it off?
What do you mean?
Who said Rabbi Yeshua did a
matana
asahasra for Rabbi Akiva?
It doesn't matter. Rabbi Gamliel got it back. No, Rabbi Gamliel is going to do a matana asahasra to Rabbi
Akiva. All of them?
Hold on a second. Let's start. Rabbi Gamliel is giving it to Rabbi Yeshua. How long did he give it to him for?
Mitzvah.
For the mitzvah. When the mitzvah is over, did he give it to him for a week? No. He gave him for the entire day? No.
Maybe he wants him to give it back. That's it tonight. It's true. Hold on a second.
It's a Kenyan Lizman. How long is the Zman of the Kenyan? What's the Zman? Lotzos is a mitzvah. Once you yotze the mitzvah, so then the Zman is over. So now the Mechir is over.
The Zman is over.
So
the Tanai is
just that you shouldn't do anything to get rid of it. So it's still here. It's still here. So now it should be, in my mind, it should be going back to Rabbi Gamliel.
Right.
Now Rabbi Yeshua wants it, so Rabbi Gamliel is giving it to Rabbi. Now Rabbi Akiva wants it, Rabbi Gamliel is giving it to Rabbi Akiva. And it goes from Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, from Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Akiva, from Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Lazar, whoever else was on the boat, from Rabbi Gamliel to whoever else was there. I could give it to all of them. But once you yotze the mitzvah, it becomes mine automatically. I don't have to need to do a new kinyan. So Memela, what's Tosfos' problem? What's bothering Tosfos?
He's not
the kind of
tonight.
Yes, he is.
Why not?
The tonight was given to me back.
So.
Who said that was a
tonight? Who said that?
That's not
Zilli. Give it back.
The second does not the Hachzer, I give it back to you.
The Hachzer just means.
That should come back to
according, according
to the Tosfos.
Yeshua has to go back to him. The Hachzer means that should come back to me. Who said I want you to give it back to me?
You're making that up. That's to my Rishus.
You didn't say the Hachzer.
Who says that?
Even if it doesn't go automatically. He says it. He does the Chazara.
Even if you do have to return it, who says that the Tanai is that you should?
Okay. I'll read you what the Avnei Milulim says. Kivan dimemela la'achar shah. Who shall Rabbi Gamliel? Kivan dimemela la'achar shah. Who shall Rabbi Gamliel? V'hatnai lo hoya ela. Shelo yidno yimcha toich shah shahun shaloi. Imkein my kusha. How long is it mine? Well, I'm yoytze the mitzvah. I'm finished yoytze the mitzvah. It's not mine anymore. So I'm done. So I was makayim the tanai. I didn't do anything. Now it's over. So what's the problem? Rashi said, what's the problem of lo yechzeru? Either you ate it or you sold it. I didn't eat it or sell it. Toich
lizman. Yeah, but how can you give it to Rabbi Akiva? How can Rabbi Shua give it to Rabbi Akiva?
So then it's not Rabbi Shua giving it to Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Gamliel giving it to Rabbi Akiva.
He didn't.
We're all together here at the same. That's what it means. We all.
that was a little dust.
Yeah, that was
at the same table, and he never put it back in his hand.
Says the Avni Miluim, we see from here that Tosfos holds like the Rosh, not like the Ktzayis. The problem is,
we knew that already because he's tonight.
The problem is, who wrote the Avni Miluim? The Ktzayis. And the Ktzayis brought a raya from the Tosfos right beforehand, like him. So we are, whoa! We have a steer in the... Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky asked this question. Ktzayis, what are you doing? You bring a raya from the first Ktzayis like you, and the second Ktzayis not like you, so what?
Well, also the first Ktzayis doesn't hold like the Rush, and the second Ktzayis does. The Ktzayis HaRush doesn't agree with Ktzayis. We brought from the Ktzayis HaRush that he doesn't agree with Ktzayis on the way that he says that there is a Tanai couple and that you can have half of Tanai.
Yeah.
And now we're saying that he holds like the Rush.
Who else are you like? That's a different Rush. There's a different Rushes. There's different things. The Grata, both the Rush, it's a different Rush. The Chayra. It's a different Rush. I think, if I understand you correctly. A Kitzer, it's hard to say two different Bali Tosfos, one right after the other. But so I have three different things that you could possibly say. Three different Mahalchim. Either you could say that the first Tosfos is not like the Ktzayis. Why does he wait to Loich Zira Lo Yotza? Because of the Makne. We said the Makne said a different reason, because that's where he was coming from to show that there wasn't a Tanai, like not like the Rush. Or we could say this Tosfos is not really like the Rush. And we could say like Gabriel said. Gabriel's saying the Tanai wasn't that it should exist. The Tanai was you should give it back. You didn't give it back. The Tanai was, and you should be Makne. You don't have to be Makne back because it was the Kenyan was on this man. But the Tanai was, give it back. Put it in my hands. That was Gabriel saying. Maybe Tosfos was that way. Third shot.
Like
what?
Not like the Rashba.
The third thing, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, maybe the first Tosfos is going in the Havamina of the Gemara. The second Tosfos is going in the Maskana. And in the Havamina and the Maskana, Tosfos has a whole different understanding of what Matana Maslahachzer mean, which is a very difficult pshat. Rabbi, so we're going to do tomorrow the Siyata Dishmaya. There's a lot to chazer tonight, Rabbi. So there's a lot to chazer tonight. What we're going to do tomorrow with Siyata Dishmaya is we're going to do the next Tosfos, the sugya of Kinyan Kedushin. Why doesn't Kedushin work? We'll try to wrap up some of these ideas. We'll do that.
My problem is, the reason you said not to give it to a kid is because you can't be knocked in.